This is tape recording number 7510C22, HAS AMT1. Copyright 1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded in the audio unit of the Publications Organization in Copenhagen, Denmark. New HAS Course, Part 1. An Introduction to Communication and Confronting, TR0. Welcome to the Communication Course. The material covered on this course is taken from the books and talks of L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology. This course is designed to increase your understanding of life by helping you to improve your ability to communicate. Understanding depends on an ability to communicate and on the degree of communication present. The success level of a person is his communication level. A person who is out of communication has problems and runs into trouble. If you can communicate easily and well, you'll be able to trust yourself and others. Peace of mind is really possible in a family or any group that is in good communication. I think you'll agree that communication is a vital subject today. Your happiness depends on it. When studying on this course, you should know a few things. It isn't up to someone else to force this information on you. The whole subject of Scientology, as far as the student is concerned, is as good or bad as his knowledge of it. It is up to you to find out how precise these tools are. You should, before you start to discuss, criticize, or attempt to improve on the data presented to you, find out for yourself whether or not the mechanics are as stated, and whether or not it does what has been proposed for it. You should make up your mind about each thing you are taught. You should ask yourself these questions. Does this piece of data exist? Is it true? Does it work? Will it produce the best possible results in the shortest time? There are two ways to answer these questions to your own satisfaction. Find them in another, or find them in yourself. These are fundamentals, and every student should undertake to discover them himself. It is not sufficient that these talks state that these things exist and are true. Each and every student must determine for himself whether or not this data is true. Test it for yourself and find out whether or not it exists and is true. Apply the data. That's what it's for. So what is this thing called communication? Communication is often defined as the interchange of ideas, or even objects, between two people or living things. So we need, say, two people and an idea or something to be communicated. One person starts the communication, so we'll call him the cause point. He causes the communication to start. The other one receives the communication, so we'll call him the receipt point. If the cause point is going to get his idea across, he has to intend to reach the other fellow. He also has to have his attention on the fellow so he knows if he is ready to receive the communication. Now the receipt point has to have his attention on the cause point in order to receive the communication. He also has to intend to receive the communication, or else no real communication will occur. Next, the cause point has to send the communication across the distance between himself and the receipt point so that it arrives at the receipt point and causes an effect. Once it's arrived, there has to be duplication of the communication at receipt point. I'll give you an example. I'm going to tell you to do something and I want you to do it, okay? Scratch your left ear. Good. That's called one-way communication. Now, I want you to take a piece of paper and a pen and draw two figures some distance apart. All right. Now label one cause point and the other one receipt point. Good. Now write intention and attention next to the cause point. Then put intention and attention next to the receipt point. And show their direction with arrows. All right. Now show an idea being sent across the distance between the two from cause point to receipt point. All right. Now write in effect and duplication next to the receipt point. Good. Now you can see what one-way communication looks like. Expressed as a formula, this would be cause, distance, effect, with intention, attention, and duplication. This is called the communication formula or communication cycle because it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But this is one-way communication, and that doesn't give you much of a conversation. In order to be in real communication in the fullest sense of the word, you must be in two-way communication, inflowing as well as outflowing. There must be a balance or else there is difficulty. The person who is always outflowing is not really in communication, and neither is the person who is always inflowing. Any and all objections anyone has to social and human relationships are to be found basically in this rule of communication where it is disobeyed. He who would outflow must inflow. He who would inflow must outflow. Anyone who is talking is dismayed when he does not get answers. Similarly, anyone who is being talked to is dismayed when he is not given an opportunity to give his reply. So two-way communication would be cause, distance, effect, with intention, attention, and duplication. Then the same formula, but with the receipt point now becoming cause point, and the cause point now becoming receipt point. I'll give you an example. I'm going to tell you to do something, and I want you to do it. Ready? Okay. Touch your left hand. Good. Two-way communication would be if you then told me to touch my left hand, and I did. On this course, we will be doing training drills that will help you to recognize the parts of communication and to apply the communication formula in life. We call these drills training routines, or TRs. The first drill deals with the attention part of the communication formula. It's called confronting. The word confront means to stand face to face, to bring into the presence of, or to face up to. If you can't face up to someone, you will have a hard time communicating to him. If you can confront another person and just be there comfortably in front of him, it will be much easier for you to communicate with that person. Just simply being there, confronting the other person comfortably, is a very basic ingredient for good communication. But how many times have you observed people not fully just being there and instead showing uneasiness and discomfort and so on? How many times have you talked to someone whose interest or attention was somewhere else, who wasn't confronting you? It is like talking to yourself, which is a profitless activity. Examine people who seem to be very much alive, who are on the ball, who are interested, who have a ready, quick intelligence, and you will find that they also have a lot of energy, yet are very relaxing to be with. When they look at you, they see you. You do not get the feeling of being looked through as if you were not there. These people have a high ability to confront. They are easy to talk to and also are interested in you. They can put their attention on something and maintain it without getting caught up in all sorts of idle thoughts. Their attention is outwards, on their environment, and not constantly turned in on themselves and on their own problems. This is what we mean by confronting. Being there and facing up to people and situations easily, without discomfort or effort. That which a person can confront, he can handle. The first step of handling anything is gaining an ability to face it. Actually, we are looking here at the basic anatomy of all problems. Problems start with an inability to confront something. Whether you apply this to yourself or your family, to school or business, you can always trace the beginning of any existing problem to an unwillingness to confront. The less a problem is confronted, the more of a problem it will become. Some people have the idea that if they don't look at their problems, the problems will go away. This is a nice idea, but very unworkable, because the problems then pile up worse than ever. Improve a person's ability to face up or confront, and he finds he handles his life and his problems far better. In fact, the problems seem to the person to be smaller because he can confront them more directly. Respect for yourself and others depends first on an ability to confront things. So does communication. Did you ever run into someone you couldn't really face up to? Well, this first drill will help you handle that. Are you ready? See your supervisor.